Hello, this is Tractor Fiction here on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Frank Allen. This is a show where we do we enact these religious tracts written by Jack Chick, or adapted from Jack Chick, and then we have a debate about them afterwards. I want to take this opportunity to announce that this is the first of the three last episodes. There's going to be two more after this, and then we're done for good, unfortunately. But we will continue on in some other form, so don't worry about it. This is a tract today called Happy Hour. Not because we're celebrating because we're done, but because it's about drinking. Let's begin.
Once upon a time, in the home of an alcoholic, just like the home of an alcoholic in your neighborhood, alcoholic Father Jerry was going through his family's cabinets, emptying out their secret stashes of money for his own nefarious purposes.
Jerry, what are you doing?
Get out of here, Alice!
That's all the money we've got in the world! You'll spend that money over my dead body!
Oh, let go of me, Alice!
You've already ruined this family!
Alice! Stop it!
Give me that money, Jerry!
Shut up!
Ah!
Is he hurting Mommy?
In fact, he was. He beat the living snot out of her and left her lying on the ground, bleeding out the face.
Jerry, help me!
But Jerry was out the door, headed for a bar, to drink himself into a stupor.
Hi, Jerry. What'll it be, the same?
Yes. I had a rough morning.
Meanwhile, an ambulance was taking Alice to the hospital, while the two children were left with a neighbor, Mrs. Jenkins.
Is Mama gonna die?
I don't know, Janice. Do you know where your daddy is? Could you go get him?
I think so. I'll try.
Janice raced to the Bottoms Up Club, looking for her drinky dad.
Has my daddy been here?
Yeah, but he took off. Have you tried Diablo's Den?
He's not there.
And try the cork.
Thank you.
So Janice zipped down the block towards the cork.
Oh God, help me find my daddy. I hate this place. Daddy?
Huh?
Daddy, Mommy's sick.
Hey, get that kid out of here.
Daddy, she might die. Daddy, please come home. Daddy?
Stay out, you hear me? Leave your dad alone.
Oh, I need another shot.
Janice was forced to go back to her neighbor empty-handed.
Mrs. Jenkins, I found him, but he won't come.
Why not, Janice?
'Cause he's drunk. He's always drunk.
I'm sorry, Janice. We'd better get to the hospital and see how your mother is.
Unfortunately, she wasn't doing so well. The doctors did their best, but...
Try it again.
I think it's too late.
At least we tried.
Oh, she's gone. I better tell the family. Are you related to Alice Douglas?
No, I'm Mrs. Jenkins, their neighbor.
I'm afraid we've got some bad news. Can you break it to the children?
Yes!
What are they saying, Janice?
I think Mama died.
Why would she do that, Janice?
Janice, your mother went to heaven.
Did Daddy kill her?
No, honey. The doctor said she had a bad heart.
Soon, they were putting Alice Douglas in the ground. That sounded ominous. I meant like it was her funeral.
And now we commit Alice Jean Douglas into the loving arms of Jesus.
Why isn't Daddy here when I need him? I hate him!
Here, Janice, give your father this $20 to buy food.
He won't buy food. He'll buy drinks.
No, he won't, Janice. All this will change him. He's sick. He's an alcoholic.
He's a drunk, Aunt Mary.
Nevertheless, when Janice saw her father, she decided to give him a chance.
Daddy, Aunt Mary said for me to give you this money for groceries. Will you buy food with it?
Oh, of course I will, Janice. I'll be back in a little while.
Daddy, do you promise you'll buy food?
Yes, yes, I'll get food. Stop worrying! You're beginning to sound like Alice. Just trust me, okay?
Hours later, Jerry Douglas, alcoholic, was still not home.
Janice, why isn't Daddy home? I'm hungry. Is he still buying food for us?
He's getting drunk, Bobby.
And when Jerry Douglas, alcoholic, finally arrived at home, he was carrying a big bag full of liquor.
You big liar! That's not food! Where's the groceries?
My tummy hurts.
You kids go to bed. It's late. I've got to go to the bathroom! Go to bed!
I'll fix him.
Good for you, Janice.
You little devil! Look what you've done!
You touch us and I'll cut you, Daddy! I wish you died instead of Mommy.
Do you think I want to be like this? I can't help myself. It's got to get wrong. I'm sorry, kids. Please forgive me. I need your help. Do you understand?
No, we don't forgive you because we hate you, Daddy.
The next day, however, Mrs. Jenkins took the kids to church and everything changed.
Thank you for taking us to church this morning, Mrs. Jenkins. Can we go with you again tonight?
By all means.
Bye.
Daddy, we only forgive you because Jesus said we should. Now will you forgive us?
Yes.
Now, will you go to church with us tonight?
Okay, I'll go.
And he did.
Many are in a fantasy world, so they turn to drugs or liquor. Only Christ can break your habit, whatever it is. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I give you rest."
Man, my heart is so heavy. Is there hope for me?
When Christ takes over, you become a new man. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new.
How can I get into Christ? I'm at the end of my rope. Where else can I go? I've tried everything, but Jesus...
Jesus said, "Him that cometh unto me, I will no wise cast out. Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Through your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Come, receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior."
I can't believe it! Daddy's giving his heart to Jesus!
3 years later, Jerry no longer drinks and takes the children to church every Sunday.
You know what, Dad?
What, Janice?
This is my happy hour.
And that's the tracked happy hour, as you heard with the little ba-dum-tsh thing at the end there.